Nolte, sexist Keith Olbermann belittles SCOTUS Justice Amy Coney Barrett as paralegal. By John Nolte on June 24, 2022. After Keith Olbermann showed his fascist stripes in calling for the dissolution of the Supreme Court, he revealed his sexist fangs by belittling Justice Amy Coney Barrett as a paralegal. On Thursday, Olbermann had one of his classic meltdowns after the Supreme Court did the right thing in a 6-3 decision that affirmed America's basic civil rights. New York and several other Democrat-run states have been violating human rights for years by denying their citizens the basic right of self-defense. Unless the Democrat-run government agreed with your reasons for wanting to carry a gun outside your home, the government denied you that right, which is no more morally or legally different than denying your right to free speech outside the home. Americans have the God-given and constitutional right to free speech and to bear arms, and those rights do not end outside your front door. Leftists like Olbermann only want criminals and murderers to carry guns outside the home. This creates the chaos they need to usher in their fascist revolution. And the first thing we'll lose in that revolution is the right to bear arms. So there was this fascist tweet from Olbermann Thursday. It has become necessary to dissolve the Supreme Court of the United States. The first step is for a state the court has now forced guns upon, to ignore this ruling. Great. You're a court? Why and how do you think you can enforce your rulings? And then there was this fascist tweet from the 63-year-old baby. Hey SCOTUS, send the SCOTUS army here to enforce your ruling. You House of Lords radicals pretending to be a court. And then came this sexist attack on Coney Barrett. Also, fuck Alito, Thomas, Roberts, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh and the paralegal Coney Barrett. Yeah, cry more, bitch. Oh, and I'm sure the fact that out of the 6 justices he named, Olbermann choosing to single out the only woman in that group as a paralegal had nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. Honestly, is there a better way to open a Friday morning than an impotent tantrum from a former NBC News star? Olbermann so perfectly reveals who the left truly are, who we are up against. Democrats have no respect for the Constitution, the rule of law, the separation of powers, or democracy. Every principle the left holds is based on only one premise, whatever it takes to obtain power. In the left's mind, morality is defined by whatever it takes to obtain power. This isn't rhetoric coming from Olbermann. If Democrats ever obtain the power to dissolve the Supreme Court, they will, either by way of an actual dissolution or by packing the court with so many left-wing justices, it will become just another political branch of the government. Look at how Democrats deliberately run the cities they govern into the ground. Then, look at how they grant illegal aliens the right to vote in these cities. It's all about keeping people down and rigging the system to hold on to power. Olbermann's sexism is just as sincere. If an independent-thinking woman like Amy Coney Barrett does not do what leftist men like Keith Olbermann demand they do, these sexist men behave like what they are, male chauvinist pigs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.